It's the 10th of August, and it's Rhian Jones from the Consultation Institute with our take on the dreadful events that have taken place in London and our other big towns and cities in the last few evenings. And as you'd expect, we're going to ask the question, what is the connection? Indeed, is there any connection between changes that may have taken place in public engagement and what's happened? Now, we know that hard-pressed local authorities have had to make lots of changes to the nature of on-the-ground dialogue with community groups and with particular hard-to-reach groups in recent months. Some have consciously disinvested in this. Others, to be fair to them, have struggled on and kept much of the machinery of dialogue intact through this difficult period. We have no idea whether this has played a part in what has happened, but I am fairly sure that the authorities have been caught on the hop, unprepared in many occasions. And you have to ask whether there has been a collective failure to pick up community intelligence about what has been happened with youth gangs and other particular vulnerable groups. Might we have picked up more of the essential intelligence that the police and community safety partnerships in particular should have been compiling? And has this contributed to the resources being deployed, particularly in the first few nights in London, being less than adequate to meet the situation? Now, we don't know the answers to that. I'm certainly going to approach some of the London boroughs whom we know to see if there's anything we can do to try and stitch together and see if there is any cause and effect here. I'm particularly concerned about community safety partnerships because their role in the future needs to be recast in the light of the Police Reform Bill. We all know we're going to have elected police and crime commissioners. We're also going to have police and crime panels. But it's not enough to have talking shops in councils. It's necessary to back this up with a lot of on-the-ground community dialogue. And we need to have another fresh look at neighbourhood policing or community policing to see whether we have the sources of intelligence and the way to use the intelligence available to officers and to public bodies to ensure that we don't have the kind of problems that we've had this week. Now, we don't have all the answers, but we do have a lot of the skills and the techniques of public engagement, and I rather think they're going to be in considerable demand in the coming months. We'll see. So it's Rhian Jones and the Consultation Institute on the 10th of August.